celebrity snitch, Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
Woo! What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
On a Friday, yeah.
On a Friday, Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Sybil Wilkes.
Happy Friday, Hug.
And Jay Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
I'm going to keep it moving today, Jay. T-G-I-F. Thursday gone is Friday, y'all. Or should I say the gluten is free, Sybil. Where did the week go? It seems like it was just the Super Bowl, and we were tweeting about that new artist, Missy Elliott, still in Katy Perry's halftime show, y'all. Speaking of Super Bowl's halftime shows and mofos who love them hoes, contender number one is Warren Sapp.
Oh, no.
The big chap had just finished working the Super Bowl, y'all, and he decided he wanted a midnight snack, you know, some ho-hos. Yep. Warren had a hankering for some hookers. Sapp wanted to hit it to the left, hit it to the right. I'm gonna knock the bleep bleep out like fight night. Anyway, him and one of the prostitutes at the hotel get into an argument over her deflated pay. That's when things went to hell at the hotel because the hotel. Now, here comes the popo and Warren Sapp is just like Greg Abney about a week ago. Contender number two, Kenya Moore. From the Real Housewives of Atlanta and stunt woman of the James Brown movie, Get On Up. Now, Kenya just got fired from Celebrity Apprentice, y'all. Kenya was the project manager of her team, which consisted of Vivica Fox and Geraldo. Kenya Moore supposedly stole Vivica Fox's phone and tweeted like she was Vivica. Now, in Kenya's defense, y'all, nobody saw Kenya take Vivica's phone, which leads me to believe, Sybil, that Kenya grabbed the phone with her ass and tweeted with her cheek.
Wow.
Case solved. Contender number three, the mayor of Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, who damn near got his ear bit off by Jimmy the Groundhog. Mm-hmm. What the hell was he thinking? What the hell he thought was going to happen? Mm-hmm. Putting your ear by a groundhog's mouth, asking him questions about the weather. Well, the groundhog did look a little like Al Roker, so. Contender number four, NBC Nightly News anchor Brian Williams. Old Lion Brian been falsifying, y'all. He said he was in a helicopter back in 2003 that was in enemy fire in Iraq. Nope. He was brining his ass off, y'all. Brian got baking soda. He got baking soda. Well, there's always TMZ Nightly News. Pete Carroll, you are the Bama of the week.
Yeah.
Week. Seattle Seahawks coach, a.k.a. the Mr. Furley of the NFL. He know he effed up, don't he? All Pete had to do was call the play to run, son. Nope. He threw it. Your team was on the one-yard line, and you're running back as Marshawn Lynch. Your team should have gave you a porta potty Gatorade, man. You are the Bama of the week. Shreveport Comedy Festival tomorrow at the Century Link Center with some more Corey Holcomb, Gary Owen, Earthquake. Oh, it's going to be some funny mofos on this show, and I ain't Brian.
And I ain't Brian.
And I ain't Brian.